Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Kif Dalid. We're going to start the Mishnah once again on Kif Gimel Amid Beis as a hakdama to the Gemara thereafter. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah tells us that Reuven decided to go and buy a base kor offer. That means a piece of land that was suitable for Zuriya. It was a very large land, a base kor, which is 30 sa'ah, and he's selling it to Shimon. And in the document, it has an extra couple of words that have major legalistic ramifications. So it says, for instance, in our Mishnah, Beis Kur Ofer Nimoichaloch Mida Bechavel. Mida Bechavel is like using the term precisely or exactly. It's got to be 100% Beis Kur Ofer, not a drop more, not a drop less. The way it's measured with a rope, a measuring rope. So Pichas Koshu. If it was a drop less, 3 inches less than your base core offer. Or, we're going to have hoister in another moment, Pichas Koshu Yanaka. Then he has to go and give the Lokeach a discount. I didn't give you base core offer. It's base core offer minus a half an inch, 2 inches, 3 inches, whatever. I called you. Yanaka, you have to give him a discount or a refund. Hoister Koshu, on the other hand, if it's a drop more than a base core offer, then Yachzir. Then he has to go and return it. What does that mean, return? Worship shot means he has to go and give those 3 or 4 inches back to the mocher. However, we'll see in the Mishnah that it's not that simple because the mocher doesn't want the 3 or 4 inches. What is he going to do with 3 or 4 inches? And therefore, we'll see in another 4 or 5 lines that instead of going giving him back the property, the mocher can insist, you keep the extra 3 or 4 inches, and you'll pay me a couple more dollars over the original price that we agreed. We'll see that shortly. That's when he said, "Mi de bechevel, v'im amar hein chaser hein yeser." Like we say in English, more or less. I'm selling you a base course, but I'm not being so yekish. I'm being more chasidish or litvish or whatever. Doesn't have to be exactly precisely, more or less, because he added those words, more or less. So then there is a certain tolerance level for a slight deviation from the actual base core. And so therefore, a filo piches roivalasa, even if it was less a roivalasa, what means a roivalasa? We're going to talk about this more in the Gemara, but basically that comes out to 7.5 kavin. How does it come to 7.5 kavin? Because we're talking about a roiva hakav lisa'a. Since in a base core you have 30 sa'ah, so you're talking about 30 roiva hakavs. So take a roiva kav means a quarter of a kav. Multiply it times 30, a quarter of 30 is 7.5, and you get therefore 7.5 kav. So even if it was 7.5 kavin, oy hoisir roiva lasa'ah, or he gave him 2 more, 7.5 kavin. In other words, we measured it after the closing was over. A month later, and we discover, hey, this is not a full base core, it's missing 7.5 kavin. Or hoiser, it has an additional 7.5 kavin. Higioi, the deal is done. You do not have to go and give discounts, you don't have to give refunds, because they said, hein choser, hein yeser, more or less. So the tolerance level is a tolerance level of 7.5 kavin. We discussed yesterday that that's roughly 4%. How do you get 4%? Because a roiva l'so'a, as we explained, the so'a has in it 6 kavin. Every single so'a has 6 kavin. Every kav has 4 roivas, 4 quarters, just like a dollar has 4 quarters. So a kav has 4 roiva hakavs. So now, in a full so'a, where you have 6 kavin, now you're talking about a quarter of a kav. That means it's a quarter, it's 1/24th of a sa'ah, right? 6 times 4 is 1/24th. Mm-hmm. We said 1/24th is roughly 4%. Actually, 1/25th is 4%. A drop more, for simplicity, 4%. So if you use these magic terms, more or less, then there's a 4% tolerance level, and therefore you can deviate from the base score, either 4% more, 4% less, and higioi is automatic mechila. Yoise Mikan, however, if it's more than that Yasa Cheshbon, then we have to figure out how much exactly is it. If it's not 7.5 kavin, it's more. If it's 8 kavin, 8.5 kavin, then you have to make a cheshbon how much this is worth. And at this point, mahu machzer loy, what should the lekeach, in other words, what happens if it turns out that the lekeach has gotten a little bit more than he was entitled to? He got, besides the base core, another 4%. Well, 4% is machila, that's higiyoy. But it dropped more than 4%, meaning not 7.5 kavim, but 8 kavim. So now he has to return it. How much does he have to return? So normally I would say, well, give him back the 8 kavim of land. The 8 kavim of land is very puny, and it's not worth it for the mocher to take that land back. What is he going to do with it? It's not big enough to go and hire a worker and an ox to go and do the plowing back and forth. It's just too small. So therefore, it's really now up to the mocher, as the Mishnah explains. So, Yasa Cheshvan, Mahu Machzer, what should the Lekeach now give as a compensation to the mocher? So either Machzeloi Mo'ois, he can go and give him money, meaning the value of the additional 8 kavin over and above the base court. The imratza, and if the mocher is in agreement, machzeloi karka. Because typically the mocher wouldn't want the karka because it's so puny. But if the mocher says, it's fine, no problem. You give me that shekel karka and I'm going to go and build on that a sliver skyscraper, no problem. If he's willing to take it back, then you give it back. The imratza, machzeloi karka. Why, in fact, do we require the lekeach to give him money? Lekeach can go and say, let the moicher jump in the lake. I bought from a base core. I only wanted to pay that $1,000 for the base core. I don't want to give him another nickel. Shinganunk, I gave him enough money. Why do we say that we force, if you will, the lekeach to go and take the extra piece of land if the moicher declines? The yapis koicher shel moicher. Because we want the moicher to have a yipui koich. Yipui koich means an additional legal strength. And the reason is, says Rishbam, it's very simple. It's koifan al midas sedoim, zeh nana v'zeh choser. This person is going to lose out if he's going to have to take the 3 inches of land or the 8 kavim. He has no use for it. So therefore we say to lekech, we realize that you're going to have an additional slight financial burden that you're going to have to add to the $1,000. Another $2, $5, whatever it is, for this puny little piece of land. But you got to do it, because otherwise it's unfair to the moicher. What's he going to do with this little sliver? Now, finally, the Mishnah ends. Shem shir besada beis tisha kavin. What happens, however, it wasn't 7.5, but it was, in fact, 9 kavin. Or begina, it was beis chatzi kav. Or gedivir Rebbe Akiva beis roiva. Machza loy es hakarka. What does the Mishnah mean? So, in very, very succinct terms, what our Mishnah tells us is that we have 3 levels over here. It's very simple, if you recall, when we spoke about Hilchos Oino'ah, that if it's less than a shtuz, it's mechila. If it's exactly a shtuz, the mekach is kayim, and you machzer oino'ah. And if it's more than a shtuz, then the whole mekach is batel. You don't have the same rules here, but they have the same type of concepts or framework. Meaning, if the person said exactly mida b'chevel, then there's nothing to talk about. Even 1 inch more, 1 inch less, they have to work it out yachzer, because they said mida b'chevel, it's got to be exact. But what happens if they said hein choser, hein yasser? So then we have 3 levels over here. Level number 1 is, what happens if it's anything up to the 7.5 kavin, meaning the Mishnah quotes Piches Roiva Lissa or Hoise Roiva Lissa, but that means 7.5 kavin. Higiyoy, Mechila. Nothing to talk about, Moichel, Mechila. If it's now between 7.5 up to and including 8.99 kavin, right before you hit 9 kavin, what's the din then? Then it's up to the Moichel. Either Machzer Loi Mois, if he says, what am I going to do with 8 kavim? Give me money. Or if he wants, he can say, you know, it's fine, you can give me the karka, I'll work it out with the karka, you can give that to me. So therefore then it's options, 2 options, and the options are in the hands of the moicher to decide what would he prefer. Would he prefer getting back money, or prefer getting back that little sliver of land? Once we hit tisha kavim, on the other hand, then there is no choice on the part of the moicher. We hand over the additional amount to the moicher. Why do we hand it to the Yishuv? Because Tisha Kavet is a mokim choshuv. And Rishbam quotes, and we looked it up yesterday from Daf Yud Aleph. What happens if you have two shutvim that have a large piece of property and decide to go and cut it down the middle? As long as each one has Tisha Kavet, that's considered to be a mokim choshuv, and you can go and do that splitting of the ways of the two shutvim. However, if each one gets less than Tisha Kavet, then you cannot go and force either one to go and split, because he said, what am I going to do with 8.5 kavet? It's not worth my... I can't market it, I can't sell it, I can't plow it, it's a goodish. So, therefore, 7.5 mechila. You don't have to pay a nickel more. Between 7.5 and 9, then we have the din of the moicher has his options. He could say, I want money, or I'll take back the property. But once we hit 9 kavet, then you have to give him back the property. Unless, of course, he's willing, if the lekech wants to buy it, because tonight, but the lekech said, no, I already spent enough money. I don't have any more savings to go and pay on this property. Then fine, you just give the moicher back the Tisha Kavet, because that is already something that he can use, or market, or sell, or whatever. And since we're talking about the Sada based Tisha Kavet, the Mishnah throws in, again from Daf Yir Aleph, what happens if instead of having a field, you had a gina. Gina is a garden. Then the shiurim are different. Typically in the gina, you used to plant different things in a sada. Sada, for instance, was a sada ilan. Sada lovan, which you planted tvua. A gina, very often, you used to go and plant vegetables, sometimes various types of spices. Anyway, the gina, the shiur was a base chatzikav. You don't need 9 kav. Even a kleinchig, a base chatzikav, was enough to warrant bringing in the workers and the plows and planting and all the rest. Rabbi Kiva said even a base roiva, even smaller base chatzikav. In such a case, machs aloyes akarka and not mois. In other words, here the moicher does not have the option to say, "Nah, what am I going to do with the karka? Give me money." Sorry, Mr. Moicher, I the lekech don't want to give you any more money. I don't need this additional property. Here, I give you back the tisha kavin or the base chatzikav in agina, etc. Now, finally, the Mishnah ends off. What does that mean? So, once again, we said by 7.5 kavin, it's mechila. 9 kavin, he gives him back the property. So now the question is, did he have to give back the whole 9? Or can the lekech say, had it only been 7.5, he'd be moichel me. So I'm only going to give you back 1.5, not the full 9. 1.5, because 7.5, you're moichel. Says the Mishnah, no. Please, call a moise everything. The Gemara is going to point out that the Lashon HaMishnah is a little bit skewed. In other words, it should be the other way around. What the Mishnah should say is, for loy es ha-moise b'vodu maser, not only the moise, that's the differential of the 1.5, but even the roiv itself, meaning even the original 7.5. We're going to have this at the very tail end of today's daf. Before the next Mishnah, the Gemara is going to reverse the verbiage, because the way it's written now is a little strange. Say, not only the moisa do you have to give back, in other words, the differential of the 1.5, but you also have to give the original 7.5 that normally is machila. But since you went above that, you hit 9, so now you have to go and give the whole thing back, the ganze 9. Okay, so now in our Mishnah, we have two basic rules. If it's mida b'chavel, precise, precision, even a kol shehu, manake or moisir or machsir, hein chos, hein yes, and then you have a tolerance level of the 4%, like we discussed. The obvious question is, what happens if he didn't say mida b'chavel, and he didn't say, hoi pochus o yoiser, he just said, I'm selling you a base kor. What's the din now? And that's the Gemara, Shai, the Iboilu. Base kor, stomamai. He didn't use the magic words, mida b'chavel, and he didn't say, hein chos, hein yaser. Zotimor toshima. Let's try to bring a right from our Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah Beis Korah, "Offer any moichelach, mida bechavel, poches kolshu yenake, yeser kolshu yachser." Izoch mashma, ha stoma. It's only because you use those magic words, mida bechavel, that you're being very exact and precise. But if you just say stoma, lo choydes kehin chaser, hein yeser dami, it would have the same thing like hein chaser, hein yeser. Aim a sefer. Let's look at the sefer. Dear mom, hein chaser, hein yeser. After the piches roivulasa, If he used those magic words in Chaser and Yasser, approximately, in Yiddish, ungefähr, more or less, what's the din? Then, if it's up to a tolerance level of 7.5, kavin, no problem. Higiyoy, you keep that. Itzach mashma, only because he said hein chaser and yasser. But if he would say hastama, then kimita b'chevel dami, then you have to go and give the whole thing back. Oy, so what happens is from the reisha, I have a raya l'chayra, that if he said stam, stam means he didn't add any words, he just said, I'm selling you, base korafar, sounds like only if he said with precision, if he didn't say mita b'chevel, he just said stam, then you have a tolerance level of the 4%, hein chaser, hein yasser.
How do we learn from the seifa that it means with precision if it's stam?
Oh, because it says in the seifa that if you look at the second line,
yeah,
if he said approximately that a Philippichus Roivim saw by Chaser of the saw, he gear, then there's Mechila.
Right.
Why did the Mishnah use that case of Hin Chaser and Yasser? Why didn't it go and say that as long as you didn't say Mida Bechevelovich, it's Stam, right? Most documents presumably just said, I'm selling you base Kurafar for the following price. Here are the Edim, and you have some representations and warranties and all that, and then you sign it and you're done. You don't have to put in these words Mida Bechevel or Hin Chaser, yes. For the safer, by the fact that it says that if you add the words Hin Chaser, Hin Yasser, that means you're willing to tolerate a certain deviation from the base core.
Is a extrapolate from that.
We're going to extrapolate, we're going to extract and extricate from that, that Hastama Kimida Bechevel Dami. That just Tama Bimida Bechevel. That's what it sounds like. But then I have a problem. Then the ratio's Tia goes in one direction. The safe is the goes the other direction. Therefore, from our Mishnah, we really
it's not conclusive.
It is not conclusive either way. And by the way, you have this type of learning throughout Shas, where every Gemara wants to ask such a Shaila, and they have a Reish and a Seif, and they say, well, the Reish is Mashma X, the Seif is Mashma Y. And therefore, we can't prove one way or the other, because you can learn. Is the ikkar the ratio, is the ikkar the seifa, and therefore you have no right. Now, the Rambam points out why, if in fact the you're going to say that the din of stoma is either like the ratio or either like the seifa, why Taka doesn't say those words in the Mishnah? And then it would tell us a chiddush. For instance, in the Reisha, instead of saying base korafar mida b'chevel, then it's got to be precise and exact. If you're going to go and tell me that bistoma it's taka also it has to be exact. In other words, unless you say more or less approximately, a businessman is a businessman. You're doing a deal. It's got to be exact. If that's the case, so why taka does the Mishnah say mida b'chevel? Why doesn't it go and say simply base kur offer stam? Or the other way around, if you're going to go and tell me that the din of mida b'chevel is just that base kur offer stam is like hein chaser hein yasser, so why does the Mishnah end off? However, if you say hein chaser yasser and then there's a tolerance of 4%, why don't you go and say v'yem omloi stam, then you have the tolerance of 4%. Why does the Mishnah be insisting on going on the two ends of the rainbow over here and not tell us the normal middle case? So Rambam says it could very well be because this is a hakdama to the next Mishnah on the Amud Beis. That Mishnah Mishnah, which we're going to start tomorrow, but if you can take a quick look at it, at the Amud Beis, the very end of the Amud, here you have a very interesting lawyer. He put in both terms. Can you imagine? He starts off, see the Mishnah on the bottom? Mide bechevlani moichalach, hein choser hein yeser.
Very confusing.
Very confusing. I'm selling you base core offer exactly, approximately. Mm-hmm. It can't be both exact and approximate at the same time.
Right.
Now, if the Mishnah over here, of our Mishnah, wouldn't have told us the two ends of the spectrum of mide bechevel and hein choser hein yeser, I wouldn't understand where the Mishnah is coming from in combining those two together. But now that I know that Hamida Bechevel has got to be exact, Choser and Yasser means there's a certain tolerance level. What happens if you mix the two together in a chulin? what is the outcome? And that's going to be the Mishnah Mechem, which we start tomorrow. But now we understand why Rabbeinu HaKodesh didn't give the case of the Stav, because he used that as a springboard for the next Mishnah. So he's at the Rishban.
Great foresight.
You see that? Can you imagine? Especially he was the one that was going to write it. Okay, Toshima. Now we're going to bring a raya from a Braisa, which the Braisa is directly on point. Toshima. Beis kur ofer ani moichalach. The Braisa is giving us three examples of a person who's willing to bend a little bit, who's willing to say approximately. It doesn't have to be exact. Toshima. Beis kur ofer ani moichalach. I'm selling you beis kur ofer. Notice it doesn't say midab chevel. It doesn't say in chosan yeser. It's stop. That's case one. Or kib beis kur ofer ani moichalach. Like a beis kur ofer. Now we didn't have that on a Mishnah today, but you remember we had it on our Mishnah yesterday. Yesterday we started off the Mishnah im lechaveri beis kur ofer ani moichalach. And if you had these tall rocks or you had these deep crevices, ain't it done imah? However, imam loy. Kimeis korafar. Even if you had the koim, amukim asar tvachim were nimdon ima, because kibeis kor means approximately, right? Doesn't have to be exact. So therefore, the beis korafar, the kib beis korafar of yesterday, is like our hein chaser hein yeser of today. If you think, no, maybe I'm stretching it. Continue the same brisa. Case number one, beis korafar imaychalach. Case number two, kib beis korafar imaychalach. Case number three. Hein chaser, hein yeser ani moichalach. Oh, not Mishnah. Afilapichas roiva l'sa, oi hoiserov l'sa, higiyoi, even though there was that deviance of the 4%, it's fine, he's moichal. All three cases is moichal. So what do I see from this, Akhtimar? Al-Mistama, that case number one, where it didn't say, hein chaser, hein yeser. It didn't say, kib beis. He said, beis kor offer, which is stam. Al-Mistam and Amikain Chosin Kain Yasser Domi, that has the same din, that is Moichel Anik Iyoi, so we can be Poshet our Shaila from a Befeirish of Braisam. So initially the Gemara says, I could reinterpret the Braisa in a way that it's not a Raya. How can I reinterpret the Braisa? You start the Braisa again, Hasa Purusha Kama Farish, that the Braisa is really giving us instructions and is being Mechanech us. It's explaining to us. Ezeu beis kor shehi, ki beis kor. When do I have a situation where there is a deviance, where the mocher and or the lokeach have to be makabel and mochel? When do I say that? Ezeu beis kor shehi, ki beis kor, where the halacha would be approximate and not exact. Ki goin di omalehin chaser hein yeser, oh. When do I say by base core that it has a din of approximation? Either you say ki base core, like yesterday's Mishnah, or you say hein chasein yeser like today's Mishnah. But if you just said base core alone, ein achanami. Maybe, in fact, you do not say approximately, but you say, midah b'chevel, it's got to be exact. With this new interpretation of the Braisa, we're not talking about three cases, but rather we're just talking about one case. And we're starting off the price again. Go to the fifth line from the top, sixth line. Toshima beis korof ani moichalach. When do I say by beis korof ani moichalach that it's not with precision and exactness, but it's like ki beis kor, that it's approximate when he adds the words in chasein yeser. But if it just says it on its own, doesn't say the fetish in the price of what it would be, and so therefore you don't have a raya from this price.
If he just says kebes kor,
the Brice assumes that that's just like the hein chaser hein yeser, because kebes is also approximate.
So kebes is synonymous with hein.
With hein chaser hein yeser, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Because
but it's still a box. So based from this brighter, what's the takeaway from the Mishnah?
Initially, the takeaway from the Braisa was that we thought that it's three separate cases.
Right.
And therefore, case number one was beis kor ofer stam ani moichalach. What's the halacha? Hiches roiva oi hoise roiva hi giyoi, that you're moichal. So we see that the din of beis kor ofer is just like a case of hein choser hein yeser, and not like mida b'chevel. That's how we wanted to be poshed our shayla. Then the Gemara said, no. maybe the prices should be understood, not Beis Kor Ofer on its own without any additional language, but rather the Braisa is teaching us, teaching fresh lawyers that are drafting documents. If you want it to be approximate, you could write the word Ki Beis Kor Ofer, or another way of doing approximation is to say Beis Kor Ofer, Hein Chaser, Hein Yeser. But what happens to Beis Kor Ofer alone? The Braisa doesn't address that. The Braisa is telling us, you want to make it approximate? You want to make ungefähr, more or less? You see that? Then you have to add the chav kibes, or you go and say in chosra
and
yeser.
And in Spanish, it's morales.
Morales.
So based on the bright dive, it just says base core afar, if it without specifying?
The Braisa doesn't address that.
Okay.
Okay? So that's how you could reinterpret the Braisa. Rav Ashi is not happy with that reinterpretation. Master Rav Ashi, if that's really what the Braisa wanted to say, then the Braisa should be much shorter and succinct. The Braisa should go and say, Toshima, Beis Kor Ofer ani moichalach. When does it have a din like Beis Kor Ofer? When he says, Beis Kor Ofer, pochis yoyser, hein chaser, hein yeser. Why does it have to repeat the words ani moichalach three times? Beis Kor Ofer ani moichalach. Ki Beis Kor Ofer ani moichalach. Hein chaser yeser ani moichalach. Just say one time. When does a Beis Kor Ofer have the status of approximately and not mida b'chevel? You know what? When he says ki Beis Kor Ofer, or he says in chasen yes or ani moichalach. The fact that he repeats three times ani moichalach sounds like he's enumerating three separate cases. Elav shma mina, and therefore we go back taka to the parsha pshat. We go back to the initial understanding, not the reinterpretation. That stamen namikin chasen yes or dami shma mina. That in fact, if you have a lawyer that writes out a document and he writes it Beis Kor Ofer ani moichalach, and he left out mida bechevel, and he left out hein chaser hein yeser, it has the same din like hein chaser hein yeser that he meant approximately, and therefore, if it is a deviation of up to 4%, he gioi, the deal is done, and we say that he is moch. So we've been poishet our shayla. Now, since we're right, we said in our Mishnah that what happens if, in fact, it was somewhere between the 7.5 and the 9, right? We said 7.5, you're moichel. 9, you can give him the karka back, finish. Whether you like it or not, you get the karka. But if it's in between 7.5 and 9, let's say it's 8, l'moshel, then what's it in? Then the mocher is yodei alhu el yoina, and he can go and say, it's fine, I'll take back the 8 kavan, I'm sorry I made a mistake, I'm happy to take back the 8. Or he can go and say, what am I going to do with 8 kavan? Come on, I'm a shigo. You know what? You keep the 8 kavan and pay me a drop more. The whole, the 30 car, the 30, blah, blah.
Pay me extra 5%, whatever.
Exactly. If it's a 5% deviation, pay me another 5%.
Prorated.
Prorated. Very good. Okay. So now the question is, what's the reason why? Said the Mishnah, because we want to be miyata choy choy shel meicher. We want to, because after all, it's, like Rishbam says a couple of times in this Gemara, it's a zen nehenna v'zein echoser. If you're going to go and force the mocher to take back the 8 kavan, it will be zechoser. What is he going to do with 8 kavan? It's worthless. It's not marketable. It's not arable, and that all those wonderful things. But
especially
on October. Yeah, the guns are tight. As of the Gemara, so therefore the app is koicha shel mocher. We give the mocher the option of saying, I want mine. Is the chmasha for my mishnah? The app is koicha shel mocher amrinan. The app is koicha shel ikeach loy amrinan. We're only concerned about the moichers yipikoich. We're not concerned about the lekeach yipikoich. Even though the lekeach may have his own reasons why he wants to have a little bit more karka, or he does not want to have a little more karka, and therefore we're basically forcing the moichers' choice on the lekeach, and we're not asking the lekeach for his opinion. We only yipikoich of the moich. What time do we have a braisa? Now the braisa repeats the halachas that we've been learning. Pichas shivas kavan umechtzel a kar. If you have 7.5 kavan for a kar, which is at 4%. Or you say shivas kavan umechtzel a kar, or he was moisif 4. In other words, either it's 4% less, 4% more. Higia. That's a din of mechitha. Yoyisim ikan. If it's more than that, koyfin es amoycha limkar v'yas lekeach likach. Ooh, I can be koifa both the moicher and the lekeach. Until now, we were only talking about Bikoifin es ha-lekeach likach. Even though lekeach says, I don't want to buy the extra 5%. It's going to come out of my pocket, and I just don't have the cash, and I need the cash to go and hire my workers, and to hire the oxen, and to go and to buy the seeds, and the plows, and all that. Sorry, mister. We have to go with Miyapa, the Koicha, the Moicha. The Moicha says he wants you to go and buy the extra 5%. You're stuck with it. You have to go and pay. Mm-hmm. So that part of being Koifinus Lekech we've had. But here we're saying Koifinus Moicha Limkar. We can also force the Moicha. Really? The Lekech also has the Yipa Koich? We didn't have that in our Mishnah. The Mishnah sounds like only Miyapa Koich Shal Moicha, not the Lekech. Are you telling me there's a Machoikis Mishnah in the Braisa? Says Gemara, no. Hasim ki going to have Yekira Meyikara Vizol Hashta. Tamrina Lei, I Ari Habisli, Havli Kizula De Hashta. So Gemara explains that the Iker Yipa Koich is like we had in our Mishnah, where the Moicha could go and say, I'm very sorry, Lekech, I really feel bad for you, but there's nothing I can do with a lousy 8 kavin. I'm therefore handing it over to you, and you got to go and pay me. I know it's a little bit tight on your budget, I'm very sorry. That's the Yipa Koich that the Chum gave to the Moicha in our Mishnah. Fine. What happens if at the time that they had the original sale, it was a month ago, and at that time it had a particular price? And it was at the height of the market. It's now a month later, where we hired an assayer to go and assay the property, and we discover, wow, I can't believe it. I never knew this. I've been owning the property now for the last 150 years, and I realize it's 8 kavin more than a base court. What am I, Moicha, going to go and do with these 8 kavin? I don't have any use for it. I'm going to force the Lekech to go and buy it and pay me for it. And since the original price of a month ago was at the height of the market, I wanted to go and pay that higher price. Says the Braisa, now we can go and force the Moicher to sell at the price of today. Today's price. You're going to have Yikir Meikara. Last month, per square acre, it was $100. And now it's gone down to $90. So now the Lekech gets the benefit of that break, that the price has gone down.
Is it symmetrical? And if the price went up?
That's going to be the next Gemara. We can learn all Gemaras in 1 second. So Yet Hashem will get to it in another second. You're going down to Kirmei Kar V'zal Hashem. Tamrin and Lay, now we say to the Moicher, Ari Yehavisli. So the Lekech says to Moicher, you want to force the land on me? Fine. The Mishnah says you have a Yipa Koyach. I have to pay for it. But how big is V'zal Hashem? I want to pay today's price. That's what the price means. Frankly, more about Tanya, but I have a price that says the punkt faker, the opposite. That if and when the Moicher says to Lekech, I want you to buy the property, whether you like it or not, you have to go and buy it according to the original price. So it's not that the Lekech can go and say, no, no, I want the current price. And for the Gemara, it's talking about that when they sold the property, it was at the lowest end of the market, and now the price has gone up, Baruch Hashem, vis-a-vis the Lekech. So now the Moicher says to Lekech, I want you to go and buy these 8 kavin because I don't have any use for them. You know, the price has gone up, Baruch Hashem, you know, you've made a mint over the last month. I should have held on to my property a month longer if I had seichel and enough. I just listened to the brokers, but I didn't listen. Oh, so what's the din? Now it's gone up in price, so I want you to go and pay for the higher price. Says the price, no, he can give him the lower price of the initial sale. So what does it come out? It comes out like Barry was suggesting already a minute ago, and that is that even though we can force the Lekeach to go and buy the additional 8 kavin, even though he doesn't want to, however, the Lekeach has Yipa Koyach,
so he can take it based
on the lower of the two prices. Exactly. The lower of the two prices. If the price previously at the time of the sale was higher and now it's lower, he gets today's current prices. If it's the other way around, if the original sales price was at the low point of the market, now it goes up, he can go and pay him according to the original price and not according to today's price. So therefore, each of the Moicha and Lekeach have a Yipui Koyach. The Moicha can force him to go and buy the property, but the Lekeach can force him to go and take the lower of the two rates. It's good?
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem.
Okay.
That's the truth.
That's it. And now we continue on. Shim Shire Besoda Base Test Kav. If Shim Shire 9 Kav. Okay, so now we have a very interesting situation. What's the interesting situation? Remember, Bikitsur, we have the three different levels. If it was 7.5 kavin over the base core, what's the din? Mechila. We're talking, of course, Ein Chasa and Yasser, not to mean the Bechav. Ein Chasa and Yasser, if he gave him too much 7.5, he gave him too little 7.5. Sacha Kleinekite, petty cash. Machnishka ganze Gerida, Yemoichel Yoda. But if it's between 7.5 and 9, then the moich go and say, okay, I'm getting a refund. I have the choice, the yipakoyach, either give me back the additional 8 kavin, or give me back, or pay me the money for it, we'll prorate it according to the original price, depending on the price is higher or lower, like we just discussed. What happens if it happens to be a full 9 kavin? Full 9 kavin, then the lekiach says, I'm not interested, I'm just giving you the property back, it's yours, don't bother me. Okay, that's all if we're talking about one base core. What happens if we're talking about two base core? Or Rishbam says, 10 kurin. He's selling him much, much more. So now...
You multiply the amount that you're allowed to forgive, or mocho on, or pay for
it. But yet, once it says kavin, it's independent.
Or it's
does that already trigger something
can
else?
Can I know? Boy, everybody's minds are working fruitfully, right? Would you say so?
So fast. Yeah,
very much so.
Very much so.
Except for mine.
So, we have now machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. And basically, let's take an easy example. Rishbam says, what happens if he sold him 10 kurim? And for each kur, there was a 7.5 kav deviation, which it would only be one, would be total mechila. But now it's 10 times 7.5. How much are you talking about?
75.
God, this is achaticha ruilis kavin. Oh, that's already a choshim thing. You can call up all the brokers and want to sell 75 kavin. So now the question is, on the one hand, it's a mechila per core. It's a mechila. On the other hand, we already went above the 9, where anything goes above the 9, automatically the moichu gets his property back. Certainly, if you get 9 back, certainly on 75. So, do you look at each base core independently, or do you look at it the entire transaction as one? And that's the machlokes. I'm sorry.
I would think that the entire thing, because, you know, you're talking about how much land he can plant and what he can do with it, so he can, if it's...
Are we concentrating on the whole thing, or are we concentrating on the remainder?
That's very good. So, you heard already Brother Shai's view. Brother Shai, I don't know if you know, but if you work it out, you'll find out that Brother Shai is exactly the gematria of Omer Rav Huna, and that's exactly what it is. Omer Rav Huna, tes kavin she'amru, vafile biki gedoyla. Even if it's talking biki gedoyla, Rishbam says you're selling 10 kurim, a huge amount. Once you hit the 9 kavin, and certainly 10 kurim, you would expect it's going to be more than 9 kavim. It's going to be 20, 50, 75, whatever. 90, or it could be more than that. Whatever it happens to be. What's the din? Then the mocher says, once it's 9 kavim, it goes back to me. Even though if it's really taka, only 9 kavim over 10 kur, that means each kur, we're talking about 0.9, less than 1 kav deviation. And it's mamish kodesh, it's a penny on a dollar, nothing. Nevertheless, it adds up to 9, you have to give it back to me. That's Rav Huna. Rav Nachman Amar, no. Noisin shivas kavin umechzele kol kor v'kor. That rate of deviation remains, even if you're talking about 10 korim, and even if you have 75, it makes no difference. 7.5 per kor, that is your line. And therefore, what Rav Nachman is saying is, look each base core independently as if you're doing 10 mini transactions. If per transaction it's 7.5, mechila, even though all together it's 75, I'm sorry, you have to, it's mochalach, mochalach, mochalach. That's how we know. And continues, the Ika, Milzi, Yaseira, Letitia's Kavan, Hadri.
How much is the 7.5 of the whole field?
How much is 7.5?
7.5 per se that you can.
7.5 Kavan out of a base core is approximately 4%.
Small. Is that 2% of the whole field, let's say?
Well, it's 4% of the whole field. 4% of the whole field. So
as the field grows, that 4% becomes a larger and larger piece of property.
As it grows.
So actually, 75 kavan would be 6.5 saw already.
Mm-hmm.
75 kavan, 4 kavan.
It's 6 and then 15. Yeah, okay. Very good. Beautiful. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Ve'ikam Nitzi Yaseira Letishas Kaven Hadri. On these magic words, Ve'ikam Nitzi Yaseira, you have Rishbam that starts on the top line, and you see goes down for about 25 lines. So it goes back and forth as to the exact pshat. But bottom line is Ve'ikam Nitzi Yaseira. If it adds up to Tisha Kaven Hadri, you give it back. So Lamasa, we have now a machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, where Rav Huna says, you look at the sale as an entirety, the ganze Zach, Bakul Mikol Kol, and therefore once you go over that 9 kaven, even though per base court it would be really be a gunish, a nothing, and therefore it should be mechila, 9 kaven is choshev, you give it back. But Rav Nachman says, no, you measure each one 7.5%, even though it's added up to more than 9, it's added up to 75, or whatever it happens to be, nevertheless, since per court it's a deviance, which is 4%, therefore the halacha is, it's his Michael. So Eitzel Rav Lam Nachman, the second line from the top, Rav Afrek Rav Nachman is like, Shem Shayer Besoda Beis Tishas Kavin, we're now going back to our Mishnah, we're quoting from the Mishnah. Although the Mishnah began Beis Kor Ofer Ani Michael, we're talking about Beis Kor Ofer, however, when we got to the last four lines of the Mishnah, it didn't tell us how large the soda was. It just said, Shem Shayir Basoda Beis Tisha Kavin. Once it's 9 Kavin, Masale Sakarka gives back the Karka. Right. And the Gemara assumes that since the Sefer didn't introduce again a Beis Kor Ofer, it's talking about even 2 Kurim, and even 10 Kurim. That Shem Shayir Basoda Beis Tisha Kavin, once you have 9 Kavin or more, it's a dover choshev, you have to give back the karka. Mm-hmm. So that sounds very much like Rav Huna and not like Rav Nachman. Because Rav Nachman says, I don't add up 7.5 plus 7.5 plus 7.5. I look at each base core individually. Mm-hmm. And therefore, if you had 9 kavan, for instance, over 2 kurim, which means on average 4.5 and 4.5, that's less than your 4%, and therefore there's mechila. So therefore, Freit the Gemara, Isver Rav Nachman. Since the Mishnah says Shem Shayir Besoda Beis Tisha Kavin, love, isn't it talking about even in the case to Zoven LeKurayim when he sold them 2 kor, and therefore, according to you, Rav Nachman, up to 15 kavin would all be mechila because it's 7.5 per kor. Says the Mishnah, says our Mishnah, once you hit 9 kavin, you don't go and say mechila, but you have to go and give it back to the Meicher. That sounds very much like Rav Huna. Lav tezavon le'kura. Evanimah lahi tezavon le'kur. We're on the third line here. Third line, see? Tezavon le'kur. That's talking about that he told, he sold him only a base kur. And Rishbam explains that the Sefer is just piggybacking on the Reisha. That's not such a kosher term to say piggybacking. Yeah. Okay, Mishkefer. Anyway, so it's where's the beef? It's cowing on the ratio. So what does it say on the ratio?
Base kor ofer.
Exactly. So base kor ofer, ani moichalach, and then the Mishnah ends off, Shem Shayir Besoda. In which case? In the base kor ofer case. Oh, base kor ofer. It's no longer 7.5 or 8. It's up to 9. Mm-hmm. Then you give it back to the moicha. And there's no yipui koyach that you can go and say, I want money, I want the karka. No. Once it's 9, you give him the karka, and we're done. So we're talking about a base kor. But if the Mishnah were to be talking about 2 kor, or 5 kor, or 10 kor, says Rav Nachman, the halacha would always be 7.5 per kor, even though it adds up to over 2 kor, 15. I don't care. That's not what the Mishnah is referring to. The Mishnah is referring to 9 in one base kor. When he's talking about 2 base kor, it'd have to be 18. And 3 base kor would have to be 27. And so on and so forth. So therefore, bottom line is, says Rav Nachman, you have no right from Mishnah to win a base kor. And now the Gemara repeats the same kasha in a slightly different way and gives the same teretz again. Again, our Mishnah says, Ubagina beis chatzi kav, lav dezoven lei sosayim. Aren't we talking about the beis chatzi kav? It was sold in a lot that was sosayim, and so therefore, even though it wasn't one beis so'a, we take the two roiva hasos, we merge them together, we got a chatzi kav. And we can not, if not roiva sor, roiva kav. We take the two together and make a chatzi kav. See, isn't that what we mean? And therefore, it's like Rav Huna, that you look at one large transaction as a whole. And once you hit Beitz chatzi kav, even though that happens to be less than or equal to the amount of mechila. Here we don't say mechila, no. Since it's such a large, it's over a mechubed, like the 9 kavin. Here it's a beis chatzi kav. What's the din that you give it back to the moicher? So to Maloy, the zavon leisa. And Mishnah is not talking about. So Saim is talking about a sa, where the amount of deviation is the chatzi kav. In other words, it says like our 7.5 kavin by the saga. In such a case, I go and say that. If it's a beis chatzi kav, in each case you can go, and if it's like 7.5, then you give it back. If it's more like 9, then you have to go and give it to the meicher. Again, 7.5 would be a din of mechila. You hold on to it. If it's like 9, then you have to give it to the meicher. So the beis chatzi kav in our mishnah by Agina is the equivalent of the 9 kavin. How do I know that? Because back on Daf Yud Aleph, when the shutfim were splitting up the gina, they said, if I retain a beis chatzi kav and you retain a beis chatzi kav, then we're fine, and then it's worthwhile to go and split it up. So here too, this gin is talking about the minimum on one saw, then you go and split it up. However, if it was sasayim and it's a beis chatzi kav, no. That's not enough to go and say, give back the beis chatzi kav, because
it's tolerable.
It's when that the tolerable deviation where there would be mechila. Like the zavon lay saw. And now the Gemara repeats the same kasha a third time. It says, "Vayit in the Mishnah kedivrei Rabbi Akiva beis roiva." That's the amount of share that gives a chashivas to a piece of gina. My love, the zavon lay, even if it was a saw. So we see that you merge two chatzi saws together to come up with your beis roiva is a riot to Rav Huna, that you look at the whole transaction as a whole and not each
prorated.
Everything will lie. The zavon lay chatzi saw. Again, same territory as before, if it's chatzisah, and on that you have a beis roiva, then you have to give it back to the moicher. But if it would be on a full saw, you got your beis roiva, then it would be mechila, because it would be prorated per each chatzisah, each lat. Good. So, we asked three kashas, and we gave the same three terutzim each time on the kasha of Rabbi Rav Nachman. Now they want to ask the following question. Boy Ravashi. Soda benasis gina, gina benasis soda mai. What happens if a soda got converted into a gina, or a gina got converted into a soda? Now you're thinking to yourself, how do you convert a soda into a gina? You go, you know, make a yirutzoin, you say abracadabra, how do you convert? Says Rishbam, it's talking about through natural causes. And that is that a new river started flowing over here, or perhaps more likely, they just discovered a brand new subterranean mayon, and now there's a spring, a brook that goes through the property, and as a result, the property is far more fertile and moist than it was until now, and therefore it makes sense to go and use it as a gina, no longer as a soda. So if you take a quick look at the Rishbam, Rishbam is Boy Rav Ashi. That's about halfway down the Rishbam, the wide, wide Rishbams, close to the end of the line, right? Yeah, it's right here in the middle. Mm-hmm. You got it? Boy Ravashi, mocha loy soda, kigon shemocha loy soda, it's a sign, you know, normal, not a big beis, kora, so it's a sign. Voy siroy, yoysemi beis revoim los a sign, and the amount that he was moiser was more than the tolerance, than the deviation level, and therefore should have to go and give it back to the moicher. Avol inan teskavin, to have a little bit treatise, Yasa Cheshbon. Oh, so it's in between the 7.5 and the 9. 7.5 would be Mechila. 9, you give it back. Since it happens to be between 7.5 and 9, Yasa Cheshbon, meaning that you go and offer to the Moicher, or the Moicher says to Lekech, oh, I want back my property, or I want you to go and buy it, and we'll make a Cheshbon of how much more you have to go and pay, right? Because you give the Yipur Koyach to the Moicher, like we found in our Mishnah. Oh, so that was the case, is that between 7.5 and 9. Avinasas gina, says Rishbam, biyad lekeach, koinim shehechsel leloy mois lekarka, before he went and effectuated the two options of either the karka or the mois, guess what happened? Godel nor lekan, the Hudson River deviated. Until now we had a deviation in price.
That's or a tributary.
A tributary. It's a tribute to Kodesh Baruch Hu that he causes these rivers to move from place to place. It's godel nor lekan, oin noiveya mayin lekan. Or there was some sort of brook, or there was some sort of underground well,
or spring,
and now it's moved in this direction. To have the roi v'gina, now it's roi v'gina. Kirchsev v'shkisa beraglecha kigan hayorak. Oh, so you see, for Gana Yorek, you need Hishkisa, and now, Baruch Hashem, you got lots of mashke. So now, Mao.
What is that said for the Gina?
A Gina is, in English, it's a garden. A
vegetable garden.
But here, it's a, really, it's a vegetable garden. In other words, a regular field.
What is the difference between Gina and Asada?
The difference is, when does it become worthwhile to have such a piece of property? When you have, if you're planting Tvua, it only makes sense if you have a Sada, which is at least 9 kaven wide. If you're planting tomatoes, or other types of vegetables.
Valuable spices,
things of that nature.
You need less land.
You need less land, and it's worthwhile to go and till it and to cultivate it. And
the revenue is stronger.
Revenue is stronger from that type of gina. And so therefore, even if it's only a base chatzi kav, it's already a double kashrut. And if you say, for me, it's not worth it, but it's marketable. There will be people that will buy it because it's large enough to make a profit.
Okay? And the source of water is a revenue stream.
A little. Wow. Okay. Shkoyach. Anyway, so now that we're going from Sada to Gina or Gina to Sada, the question is, do we now change the deviation levels midstream between the time
Why would we happen in the hands of the Lokeach?
Sorry?
It happened in the hands of the Lokeach.
He did
the Otsos.
Right, exactly.
He hired the guy to find the spring or whatever. It's his improvement on his property.
But Hashem made the improvement. Okay. And now we're trying to do a reconciliation. In other words, at the time of the closing, as you know, the lawyers always hold back some money in escrow. We still have to make some adjustments because the tax bill didn't come in yet, the gas bill didn't come in, the tax bill. See, here too, we have to see what's going to happen. And guess what happened? In between, it got transformed from a gina to sada, sada to gina. So now, what do we do in terms of our deviation levels? Do we deviate from the previous and change it because now it's a different type of property? Take Tishbitat. Tana. Now the Gemara introduces for the first time a very simple concept. And that is, the Moicher sold now a base core. We discovered that now it's, for instance, 7.5 kaven more, or 8 kaven, or 9 kaven. All those three shiurim that we said in the Mishnah, either that it has a din of by 7.5 mechila, in between 7.5 and 9, he has the yipikoyach of the moicher either, or it's 9 or more, then it belongs to the moicher. Fine. What happens if it's only 7.5? 7.5, then it belongs to the lekeach, because it's mechil, right? If it's 7.5 more than the base coat. What happens if the moicher says, one second, my friend, I have another huge property next to this property, I'd be delighted to get the 7.5. and attach it to my property because
this is bar mitzvah, effectively.
In a sense, exactly. And therefore, instead of being moichel, I want to get it. The Rishbam talks about whether this is only a shaila in a case where it's
adjacent.
No, it's certainly adjacent because you're saying tonim hoye samach hasadeh. For the koshu, even if it's a koshu, machzel karka. Okay, so the lashon of the brayis is very clear. For the koshu. Even though they said more or less, and therefore there's a tolerance level in the whole geshäft. Filikoshu, even if it's only 1 kav more, or a quarter kav more, 1%, less than 1%, then what's the din?
He can absorb it into his property and change the property line.
Exactly. So the moicher says, I can use that extra 3 or 4 kaven, even though it's not 9 kaven has to be a sada choshev with miatzmai. However, I have to own this other large property with next to it. So another 3 or 4 inches, another 4 kaven, 5 kaven, I could use it. So it says the price of machzli karka. So that's very intelligible, I understand, right? We had the deal between Reuven and Shimon. If it only be a couple of kaven, it's not worth anybody even to talk about. But if in fact I own property now and you own property now, no, so give me back that property, I could use it. So now, boy Ravashi, bor maushu tafsik, amasamay maushu tafsik, Terecharava maushu tafsik, Rechvedadikla maushu tafsik. So tomorrow deku. Taka, the Brisa says that if he owns property adjacent to that additional couple of kavin, then the moich can go and say, give it back to me, I want it back. Fine. But what happens if in between his property and the additional few inches, there was a couple of extra kavin, there was a bor that was mafsik in between? And even if you're going to go and say bor, bor is nothing, you just go around the bor, you know. So only a little deviation in terms of a detour. But Amasamayim, that's already, it's going through the property. Malsha Tafsik. And if he goes, oh, Bama Samai, it's only an Amma, I'll jump over it. Terech Rabba Mal. Now we got 16 Ammas are going between. Malsha Tafsik. Or Rechman Adikla Mahu. Even if you say Terech Rabba Nishkefer, you got to walk a little bit. But what happens if he built up, he planted there a whole hedges of trees, which are standing there in the way? Are you going to all to say that since it happens to be adjacent to it, he says, I want Machle Karki, give me the property back? One of all these cases is Teiko Tishbi Atat. Finally, at the end of the Mishnah, and as we pointed out in the Mishnah, the Lashon of Mishnah L'choyre is not straight. Klapi Laya, L'choyre should be Pung Faket. What means Pung Faket? Like the Gemara explains. Tony Rovin Barav Nachman. Don't say Lo Yisaroyim B'Vod Machzel, El Kol Moise. No, Faket. Lo Yisaroyim B'Vod Machzel. Don't just give the differential. In our case, 7.5 is Mechila. 9, you're saying you have to give him the whole property. Why do you have to give him the whole property? Let the Lekech say, if it would only be 7.5, it would belong to me. I'll give you the additional 1.5. And you're going to say 1.5 is not worth it, so I'll pay you for that 1.5, a couple of pennies.
It's a multiplier, because he's getting 9 for the price of 1.5.
Exactly, with me, I'm a chayim. So Tani Rovin Barav Nachman. Not only does he give him back the 1.5, as Kol Rabbim Kol, he has to go and give the entire 9, and that's the proper lashon of the mission. Not leave the Rovin Bulvod. Not only the moise the difference, but the entire thing from Bakal Mikha Kol, the entire 9 cut. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Zaki Ben.